From the eye inside the storm that is Studio B, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Yeah, you are.
I'm snacking.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, those look delicious. There's a big sign that says eat as much as you can in the studio. It's cool. Just kidding.
You're not supposed to.
He's not doing that. He's not really doing that. He's miming. He's really good at mime. Yeah, it's rainy. Nice and dreary. It officially feels like fall. I want to eat a caramel apple and talk sports. So instead, let's just talk sports.
Can we just talk about apple cider donuts?
Yeah, I mean, we absolutely can. You brought those to me at work the other day. And I've been eating apple cider donuts. My wife brought me some. I could eat them every day. We could just do a show on the 10.
Well, we can't do gardening anymore, so.
No, we can talk apples. We can talk apples till like the frost, right? Like it hits November and then we can finally.
It was the first frost, according to Sunrise Orchards.
Huh.
Shameless plug. I don't know if we can do that.
They're a real place. Yeah, we can mention places that are real. Yeah.
On Monday that they only got 1 week left.
Of apples.
Of being able to harvest. And then they'll go till.
Sure.
You know, I think.
Apples last a very, very long time.
It's already October, middle of October, so I think they go to the mill just like right before Thanksgiving.
Really? I really want to get there. I like going up there. I like apple cider. I will go and eat donuts. I don't really care for apples. That's a whole other thing. Yeah. That's my least favorite anyway.
We should talk about some sports.
Shouldn't we though? It was a really short sports week. We could just keep going on with this until they pull the plug on this show. let's see. Brewers were out last week. Twins were out this week, so baseball's over. Do you have anything else you'd like to talk about in the world of baseball?
Nope.
Good. Packers are 2-3. They're on a bye week this week. They lost to the.
They did not look good either.
It was terrible. You watched the game, I take it. Yeah, it's on Monday Night Football is pretty much the only thing on at 8 o'clock on a Monday evening. The defense, you know, the defense actually played really well. Once again, the defense, you know, they gave up 17 points and lost. Because Jordan Love just threw a ton of interceptions. He decided three.
Yeah.
The last play of the game was him chucking an interception.
Yeah.
The last play that mattered was a Jordan Love interception. He had two other ones.
He's got an arm though, man. Yeah, he can chuck it.
He can chuck, but you got to hit the guys that are wearing Green Bay helmets and not the other ones. It was funny because the first 2 weeks he was the best quarterback by rating. But. It's when you throw five picks in two games, you start to feel like you should play for the Vikings.
Oh, come on now.
He should be. If they switched places right now. He's also throwing 56% of his passes for complete.
I mean, he was doing pretty. I mean, for. Yes, he's been in the league for, what, 3 years now?
This is his. Yes, correct. Third year.
You know, you would think he'd have it all figured out.
No. I mean, maybe he's not. Maybe he's not Aaron Rodgers.
I hope not.
At least at this point in his career, he is the worst quarterback, starting quarterback in the league. He supplanted Baker Mayfield and all sorts of terrible quarterbackings to be the worst quarterback starting. He went from the best to the worst in 2 weeks because he's still throwing, because he was still at 55, 56% early in the year, but he wasn't throwing picks. Now he's throwing interceptions, and so, yeah, he's got 1,000 yards passing, 8 touchdowns, six interceptions on the season, ranked as the 25th best in QBR, which is a, for anyone who does know or doesn't, here's how good you are as a quarterback, kind of a baseline. It averages all the things that quarterbacks do. He's the 25th best, which there's 31 teams in the league? 32 teams in the league, so he's not very good. He might be the reason that they're not very good. Also injuries, but...
But they knew that, I think, going into this season. I think everybody was like, hey, if they're 500, I think that'd be a win for them.
Yeah, those first 2 weeks made everybody feel really good, but it was very clear that's not a sustainable he wasn't going to come out and become the best quarterback in the league right out the box like that. And, I mean, they also haven't had a running game because A.J. Dillon isn't very good. He's gotten worse every year. I don't know how running backs get worse every year. To go from being great to good to mediocre and now just bad in the course of, which will be his last year, I'd assume, for Green Bay.
Ask Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, but he was a Pro Bowler, even a two-thirds Pro Bowler.
Kirk was a Pro Bowler.
He'll be a Pro Bowler again this year.
Yeah, well, he hasn't played much.
Who? Who won? Oh, Dalvin Cook. Well, yes. I thought you said Kurt. I thought you said Kurt. Cousin.
Yeah, if he doesn't get traded. But anyway.
So Packers. Packer. We'll get there. I know. We will. It's number two on the list. The Packers defense has looked really good. Packers defense is sacking people. They've got talent all over the field. They're covering people really well. That offense is just – it's hard to watch it when you don't have good players. Christian Watson got thrown the ball too. I believe it was like, I don't know, 7 targets. He had 3 receptions. That's not enough. He had 1 big play but also 4 drops. Their tight end, Luke Musgrave, had 6 receptions for a whopping 34 yards. Yeah, underwhelming. Like I said, A.J. Dillon was 20 rushes for 76 yards and a touchdown, and that was his best performance of the year by a ton. And that is not quite 4 yards in carry for all you doing math. So the fix is very simple. Get healthy. But even then, I don't think that they're any better. The Packers aren't any better than a 500 team. I really think the ceiling for them is 10 wins. I think the floor, I think they could, I'd love to see them win 4 games. I'd like to see them win 2 more games going down the stretch and battle Minnesota and Chicago maybe for the worst.
Yeah, because you're not beating Detroit again.
No, Detroit looks good.
Yeah, I know.
I have a list here, and like I said, we'll get to the list of the best teams in the league because there's 1 undefeated, right?
Yeah.
There are 2 undefeated. San Francisco and Philly are both undefeated. Then there's a bunch of teams below them, 4-1. We'll rank them in a little bit. Back to the Packers. How do you fix it? I don't know. How do you fix it? You watched a little bit of Packer game.
I think they're missing that veteran,
sure,
experience on the receiver end. I mean,
yeah, yep.
You know,
somebody
that helps. I mean, your running game, not having a running game is not helping at all. If Aaron Jones was out there, it'd be a completely different story, I think.
Yeah, watching him in really big sunglasses on the sidelines for another game in a row is really kind of a bummer. Yeah, I think this is the end of the Aaron Jones experience for the Packers, too.
Yeah.
I feel like they have a completely new backfield next year.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. Why not?
I mean, depending on where they get their picks from.
Sure, but I mean,
Jets and all that stuff. I mean, yeah.
They're perfectly in line to draft themselves a workhorse running back like they probably now need because they have lots of young receivers, young offensive linemen. That was about the time where you turn over the running back room, too. You know, you don't have a lot of 29-year-old running backs in the league starting anymore.
No.
I think there's 0.
We went through that in the offseason.
Yeah, yep. We'll do that again in the next offseason, too, I'm pretty sure. There's not a silver lining for your running back room.
No. Not really. I mean, yeah, no.
And if you're a Packer fan, what do you get excited about for the rest of the year?
Losing.
That's what it feels like. It's this 3-way race between 1-4 Chicago, 2-4 Minnesota, 2-4 Green Bay for who's the worst. Because I don't think any of those are playoff teams. At least early in the year, I don't see 2 teams from the NFC North making the playoffs, right? Detroit's clearly...
Possible. I mean,
they are Minnesota from last year.
Look at
right?
Detroit last year. I mean, they came back and won.
Yes, they won 7-8 games down the
stretch. They almost got in there. It's possible. They lost 6 games to start the season.
I haven't watched a lot of Vikings games, so I'll ask you the same questions about the Vikings. But having watched all but 1 of the Packer games, I don't think they're a playoff team.
No,
I don't. And if you're not a playoff team, please be terrible.
Yeah, it's
get a great pick because like last year, 8-9 is not moving the needle. If the Packers would have been 13-4, Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback this year. If the Packers were 4-13 last year, Aaron Rodgers probably retired.
Probably.
What to get excited about, it's either going on a real hot streak and looking at their schedule, they have some winnable games. They're not playing anybody good in the next 3 games at least.
Yeah.
Or you just start bottoming out and you get excited for next year and you keep developing young guys. That's the thing on offense and defense.
I mean,
they're
right now,
so young on offense.
Yeah, I think the Packers are like the youngest team right now.
Still the youngest offensive, especially with it. No David Bakhtiari also, by the way.
He's done.
Again, he's not going to play again. It really looks like that's about the 3rd Packers offensive lineman who's just sort of fell apart at the end of their career, and he looks like he's done too. So they're super super young. Their oldest player is Aaron Jones, and Aaron Jones hasn't played in two weeks basically. So you get excited about young developing talent. Also, that usually doesn't come with wins because they don't have a lot of blue chip talent.
I think really this year they needed just to see what they had in Jordan Love. I think it was really going to be the main, and then everybody else. It's kind of like a it's like preseason.
Yeah.
When you figure out who's going to be what, and now you're like, okay, here we go. Who's going to be what and where? And I think it's, you know, Minnesota said they were doing a competitive rebuild last year. Got really lucky. That's all it was.
Which is funny. So this year, they're also, good segue, by the way, 1-4 Vikings.
Everybody's saying that they're like one of the best 1-4 teams.
I mean, they say that, but they also last year they said that they were one of the worst 13-4 teams last year. So I don't know what
mediocrity
that
actually, is. That's what we're at. I mean,
are you going to tell me that leading the league in turnovers?
I don't think they're lead now. The last two 12. Weeks
they have 12 turnovers, which leads the league as far as I can tell in turnovers is 12, and they've lost 4 games by one score. Last year, they won 4 games by one. They won, like, 12 games by one score. Wasn't that their kind of thing last year?
The thing was supposed to be the defense is what we needed better.
Right.
But, you know, yeah, when you fumble the ball, you're going to lose every time.
Well, last year, they fumbled the ball, and they won.
Yeah, they didn't fumble it. They
just didn't fumble last year.
They did not. I think they only had 7 all year.
So I'll ask this. Is it too early to tank? Because I ask only because this week it's Vikings and Bears. Both teams are 1-4. I'm going to say when they lose to the Bears, because Justin Fields has played really well in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They have won a game and lost a game. Chicago is really trying to tank. I mean, obviously and clearly they're in a sweet mode for tanking because they're.
I don't think they're trying. I think you're just going.
Because not only can Chicago.
Top 2 picks.
Well, that's just it. They have 2 chances, and they have a blue chip quarterback, so they have it. It's easy for
them.
It's easy for them to say it's not working out with this guy because they have him for 2 more years, just like the Packers do with Jordan Love. But Jordan Love was not a blue chip high school nor college prospect. No. He was a guy that was developed and like
Chicago's horrible for developing quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's so funny for me that they
if Justin Fields had went anywhere else.
I mean, we've said this, but I can't. I mean, if he would have gone to Philly instead of, say, Jalen Hurts, because I don't know if they were drafted in the same class, but near each other, right? Like within a year or so.
Yeah, I think so.
We should have done some research to look it up again. But Justin Fields, I really don't.
What if he
was on the Packers, let's say he's on the Packers instead. Do you think he's better than Jordan Love is now? Because they're the same age, by the way. They're both 24.
Right, but I think Justin Fields, physically, he's more gifted. Physically.
Obviously.
When
you watch him, I mean, he's bigger, faster, stronger, and can really throw the ball.
But can he process it like Jordan Love? We don't know, really.
It's funny because we talk about this with Zach Wilson from the Jets last week, 2 weeks ago, where he was terrible. Now he's good-ish.
Well, I think it's taken him this long. I mean, when you spend the whole offseason just listening to dad do everything.
It's not a straight up the line. Like, you don't just get better every week like climbing the stairs. Sometimes you get worse, and eventually you just hope you're better.
The last two games, he's looked better. But, I mean.
So if they lose, when they lose to the Bears, back to that, it's not too early to tank at that point, right? You're 1-5. You're last in the division.
They got the Bears.
And you're out Justin Jefferson for 4 weeks.
At least.
He is out for at least a month on the injured reserve with a torn hamstring. That's not going to help. That's not going to help win.
If they lose against the Bears, there's no way they're beating the 49ers after that. Gosh.
No, surprise, surprise. I'm going to rank San Francisco as the best team
in the
NFL. Yeah.
They're the most balanced, just great. I mean, they got so much.
Mm-hmm.
So much. And both sides of the ball. Yeah. But so back to the Vikings. If they lose against the Bears, they'll lose the 49ers, then all of a sudden you're 1-6.
Yes. Which is not a playoff team, by the way.
Never.
The statistics say that you're about 8% to make the playoffs. So they're not a playoff team.
Vikings, play the Packers. Falcons, yes, that's winnable.
Which is a battle. But at that point, are you trying to win? If you're 1-6, 2-6, even if you're 2-6 and you beat the Packers, aren't you still hoping that you just keep losing two and you all win 3 games somehow?
It's like the Baltimore Ravens and the Steelers.
Sure.
Even if you're horrible, there's 2 games.
Yeah, you got to win those games.
You got to beat the Packers and the Bears.
Well, the Bears they're always. But the thing is eventually, right? Because it was the Lions for the longest time.
Yeah.
For my whole life until the last maybe 10
years.
It's
pretty much
years,
beat the NFC North is a Viking
fan. I don't remember
fan.
A year. I mean, even in the years where the Vikings were great, the Packers were just down one notch below them that entire time. They were never terrible.
No.
They were just.
It took Rodgers being knocked out of
play
that 1 year. But
correct.
But yeah, I mean,
it's not too early to tank. You can't really trade anybody away because nobody's trading for Kirk Cousins.
Yes, they might though.
Maybe.
Falcons?
When is the last time in season that somebody big has gotten traded, especially a quarterback? It's so hard to trade a quarterback.
I understand that, but I mean, Jets aren't going to do it. They're going to stick with Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to figure out what they got. You know, if they come out here and if they even come close to the playoffs, that'll be a winning season.
Yeah, they're only 2-3. They're not looking very good, even as is.
But Falcons? Ritter?
Yeah, he's not very good.
No.
He didn't look very good.
But that's some of the little talking that's going on. Sure. I mean, if it comes to the point where we're 1-6, we're done.
Kirk Cousins has a no-trade clause, by the way. So
I understand that.
He's not going to Atlanta, right? Like, he's not saying, hey.
Bijan Robinson?
Well, they're not good, though, right? Like, if you're Kirk Cousins, wouldn't you just say, I'm going to stay on this bad team and live here with my
for another year.
With my polo shirts and my tucked in.
He's done.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we're that bad. I think we're going to cut ties. We'll just cut them.
I doubt 0% that they go into the season next year with no quarterback that's on their roster this year. Is their roster? I just can't see it. It doesn't. Minnesota has always been pretty stable. Because even when they went, who was their quarterback before Kirk Cousins? Can you name any of those? It wasn't Christian Ponder.
No.
Who am I missing in there? There's a nice chunk that's not Joe Webb.
Case Keenum.
Yeah.
And they took him to the...
Yes.
Yeah, you know?
They like themselves a nice, crafty veteran quarterback. I don't know the last time
They did anyway. Zimmer did.
Sure.
And, you know, I guess it remains to be seen.
They haven't had a chance to draft a quarterback if you're the Vikings. Maybe this is their opportunity, right?
They drafted one when it was in the fifth round. But
a real drafting quarterback. Right.
Like a hyped one.
Like a Jordan Love. Like you, right. Unless you draft a quarterback in the first round, you're not drafting your franchise quarterback.
Because we're typically not so bad where we're in that top 10.
Correct.
So
you need to draft a quarterback with the 23rd
pick. We have to tank or make a deal.
Right.
And I've never seen them go up
making
to make
a deal. That's a big leap.
Because you lose everything.
What you have to give up is who was it this year that traded?
Jets. Aaron Rodgers.
They got the number three.
Yeah, what, Carolina.
Carolina. Yeah, Carolina's going to be bad. They're 0-5.
That's a rebuild. That's a guaranteed rebuild, though.
But that's a 2-year rebuild because they don't have the first year round pick next year because they gave it to the Rams. Bears.
How that's working out?
Oh, you need to.
Yeah, because I don't see Minnesota ever doing that.
First round picks are extremely valuable in the NFL, more than in any other sport. First round draft picks are really, really big, worth some money.
The problem with Kurt is that. He's not horrible. He's a decent quarterback.
So what are you excited about for the rest of the year for the Vikings?
Beating any of the NFC people? At this point.
It's funny. So you don't want – because here's the trick. If you beat some NFC's North teams, you're not finishing last in the division, and you're going to finish with 5 or 6 wins.
I think Chicago's finishing last no matter what.
You're going to find yourself
– there's too much pride in that front office and the owners to say we're not going to just tank. They don't do it. I don't see them never doing it.
I mean,
publicly,
right? Well, I mean, that's when you get rid of a guy like Dalvin Cook, though.
Can I see them
a couple of bucks? Maybe you're trying to not. Maybe you're not all that concerned about winning as much as you are.
But and with Dalvin, I mean, Madison's actually been doing a good
I got his stats: 276 yards, 4 yards a carry.
Yeah,
it's not exciting, but it's not terrible.
The last two games are promising.
Give or take their Dalvin Cook numbers. I mean, Dalvin Cook's not a 6 yards a carry guy. You know, So
there's a lot of things. I think they're a. Last year was a flaw. This year we didn't know. Nobody knew what it was going to be like. We thought the offense was going to be really good. Well, they just keep on dropping the ball and fumbling it. And
they have the offensive line. That's a real problem. When you don't have a good, solid, stable offensive line, it is a...
That offensive line is actually probably one of the better ones we've had in the last...
It seems like they're always injured.
All the starters were up. They started. They actually played.
Oh, okay. It's been
a while. So they're actually doing really... I mean, they're not the best. They're not the worst. They're like great... Like the rest of the team.
It's mediocre.
Right there in the middle.
Nice
so that's
and
the,
mediocre.
That's
yeah.
the worst place to be right now because you want to either suck or be really good.
Yes. Yeah. That, you know? The middle of any... In sports, the middle is not where you need to be. Nope.
That's the Vikings.
As long as there's a lottery system in your sport for drafting, being mediocre doesn't help. You either have to be great and win titles, right, because you're there to win titles, or be terrible to get the best players.
Everything will depend on what happens in that Chicago game this weekend. Okay. If they lose the Chicago game,
I'm super excited.
I really think they'll start shipping people off.
You know, we might actually start next week, Vikings, because the Packers are on a bye week. So we're going to talk Packers next week. Yeah, yeah. Vikings are going to go number one because I'm really excited to either
see the debacle or they win. And if they win, they're just going to lose and then they can win. They're going to be mediocre.
Your interest in them losing is stronger than your interest in them winning at this point. And I'm excited for
I'd rather see them right now just be horrible to get a really good top five pick.
Would you like to talk about other things in the NFL?
Like, who's the best team?
Like some positive, some good teams?
I watched that 49ers game.
Dude, they are great. Yeah, that's a team.
We got Christian McCaffrey on our team.
We can talk fantasy and football, Kittle, too. It's not even on this list, but we can absolutely... San Francisco offense is... they know what they're doing. That front office, John Lynch, by the way, former safety for the Buccaneers, and Hall of Famer, by the way, Hall of Fame safety, is their GM. And their coach, Kyle Shanahan, they really put it together, man. They get the right players. They make the right trades. They sign the right guys.
It also helps that your last pick of the draft is working out.
They're spending the least amount of money on the quarterback position of anyone in football, and it shows because the rest of that team is paid a ton. I mean,
Christian McCaffrey, that last season, in the middle of the season, there's your big guy.
Yeah.
You know? That's working out pretty good.
That has worked out fantastic. Easier to change trade running backs because I'm guessing you just say run there.
Yeah, he's still the highest paid one right now. That
offense has the second highest paid tight end in George Kittle, the highest paid left tackle in Trent Williams, and the highest paid running back.
Yeah, it's the highest salary cap offense.
Debo Samuel's a top five paid wide receiver. They are paying everybody. Defense has a bunch of high paid dudes. Yeah. Joey Bosa's maybe the best player.
But they're not...
That's my number one team.
Yeah.
Even though Philly is also, and they were in the Super Bowl last year, and they are
They're looking good. Yep. I mean, the tush push is working great for them.
Man, that's quarterback sneak. Who'd have thought it's that big of a thing? After that, I got Miami.
Yeah, I agree.
Over better than Kansas City?
Kansas City's been they're winning, but it's like,
Can you ever count out the champ? It's one of those like...
I can never count out... Patrick Mahomes.
If this is a boxing if these were boxers, like you couldn't until somebody knocks KC out.
Right. Well, what Detroit did.
End of the year. Yeah, unless Kansas City isn't in the Super Bowl this year, kind of like with Tom Brady.
Or at least in the AFC Championship.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to count them out. Him and Andy Reid, Mahomes and Andy Reid, I'm not going to count out.
So they could easily.
They're right there.
And then Detroit right below them. Are they still a notch below? They're ranked. They're 4-1. They're also 4-1. They're the only other 4-1 team in the league, tied with Miami and Kansas City. Detroit?
Yes.
I mean, they're going to win a lot of games this year.
I mean, they're fighting hard. They're playing the way they need to play.
They're going
to
clean up the NFC North. Yeah, right? They're going to win 13 games. If the other teams are as bad as they feel, Detroit's going to win 13 games. I can put them as.
Who else would it be then?
Well, I mean, that Dallas. Everybody else is 3-2. It's really early in the league.
Yeah.
You got to go a couple more weeks in because there's 3-2 teams all over the board.
I mean, and everybody's making a big deal about Dak and Dallas, but I mean, any team you play,
Bengals are 2-3. The Bengals,
I think they're going to come back. I think they'll, but
Baltimore is 2-3. Bills are the same deal. Bills are so much fun to watch, man. I love watching me some Josh Allen.
Yeah, but
every day I could watch that.
My problem though, I mean, my issue is that after Dallas played San Francisco, I'm like, well, anybody plays San Francisco. Wait till see what Minnesota plays.
Well, that was just San Francisco they throttled Dallas. That's why Dallas didn't make this list over any of these teams is because watching that, it turns out when I'm watching that game, I don't like either of those franchises, right? Because they beat the Packers squarely. Yeah, right. But, man, I love watching the Cowboys get beat.
Right.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, Jerry Jones. Watching Jerry Jones lose, because that's his team. That's his whole franchise.
Yeah, it's him. That's him. Until that changes, I don't think that team's ever going to do anything different.
But, I mean, they do draft correctly and put the right people on the field. They're just...
It's McCarthy.
It feels like a Clippers situation, where if you have a bad owner, you're just cursed.
Okay, quick. We've got... like 3 minutes left.
No way. Yeah, that is ridiculous.
I'm going to pose this question. Yeah. Does McCarthy get fired this year?
Yes. 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 Yeah. Go younger.
Dan Quinn?
Does he get fired?
No, Dan Quinn move up.
Oh, I mean, does he get fired in season, you mean? Does McCarthy get fired in season? No. McCarthy gets let go at the end of the year, and they do a search, and they get themselves the young guy that... You need a young coach anymore. You cannot hire retreads. You can't do it.
Kellen Moore?
Sure, exactly. That's, that'd be hilarious. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to bring in... Everybody who gets hired is a younger than the last guy who replaced him, unless... You know, that's it. Like, you have to go younger because they understand. So, no. He's fired at the end of the year.
Dak?
He's still there.
Yeah, he's like, yeah,
he's like Kirk Cousins. Yeah, you have to exactly. keep him because if you're we're above the line, well, that's just it. He's clearly above that line. He's better than mediocre. So you have to keep keeping him and keep paying him.
Yeah.
Because you're not paying him like Mahomes, but you're not replacing him with anybody better.
Yeah.
So don't you keep you have no choice. You're stuck with that one. Yep. Three worst teams in here. We got New England, Denver, the Giants are 1-4, Minnesota, Chicago, Carolina's 0-5, and Arizona's 1-4. Who's the worst team in there? Have you watched? Denver's awful. We could talk terrible football, and they are awful. And
well, it's not the quarterback. It's not Wilson, though.
No, it's the team. The franchise is bad.
Defense. I mean, the defense last year was pretty good.
They gave up a lot of first round. They got a lot of draft capital to get Russell Wilson. New England is bad at 1-4, and that's fun to watch.
Oh, we can talk about that next week of whether or not Belichick is going to stay.
We'll talk
I think
more.
It's time there.
I got some lists in here that we should definitely talk about because we're hitting like the one third of the way where stats start to matter in the NFL. Yeah. So that'll be next week. We will absolutely knock that one out.
You still got 2.5 minutes, or no, you got a minute and a half.
Let me quickly then. Wisconsin football. They're 4-1. They're playing against Iowa this weekend for the Heartland Trophy.
Big game.
That's a big game. The first time in a long time that Iowa hasn't been awful. Their offense is terrible. They are ranked 132nd out of 133 teams in Division I at 249 yards. Yeah, terrible, terrible. Their quarterback is a former Wisconsin guy, Deacon Hill. Heartland Trophy, though, it's a 72-pound brass bull.
I didn't realize what it was.
Yeah, me either. I thought it was a pig. I would have assumed it was a pig. I've seen it. I've seen it live.
It's Iowa.
The Badgers defense has given up 14, 17, and 13 points in the last 3 weeks. They're looking really, really good again. Tanner Mordecai is not looking great. He's like a B-grade quarterback at this point. But they are leading the Big Ten with 203 yards and 5 yards per carry. So they're just going to run and run and run. But I don't know. This game's the Badgers have been playing better in the last couple weeks.
Sure.
It's a big game. This also decides the division of the Big Ten that the Badgers are in.
Okay.
They don't have Michigan and they don't have Ohio State in it. So this is basically the winner of this has gone to the Big Ten championship because Michigan State's pretty bad. This game matters. So Wisconsin's favored by a whole 10 points, but I think it's going to be much closer than that.
30 seconds.
So go Wisco football. Also, Viroqua homecoming is this weekend.
Yay!
They start tomorrow, 7:00. They play against Black River Falls. Show up. It's going to be wet. Scream and yell and have a good time with that. That being said, thank you everybody for letting us do that. Thank you WDRT. Watch us listen to us on Spotify. Do all the right things. Thank you very much and have a great, great week. Bye.